Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
One does not simply beat out Alex Barrett for a practice squad defensive end job. It's almost impossible to do. This guy has been with the 49ers practice squad for 4 consecutive seasons and counting. Now, he didn't get a lot of playing time, doesn't get called up too often. He's been in 9 career games over that span, not all with the 49ers. But this dude, again, there are just people that embody exactly what the 49ers want with locker room, with culture, with practice habits, and nobody embodies that more than Alex Barrett. Now, he wears number 58, sometimes 64. He bounces around, and he's released and brought back and released and brought back, but one can't simply quit. Alex Barrett, he's just a fun player. And preseason, he is a preseason maniac that just shows up everywhere, does everything that they want him to do. He's an undersized defensive end. Last year, they had him bulk up and play defensive tackle. Now they're moving him back to defensive end. And he's just the yes, sir, lunch pail type guy that constantly gives the 49ers offense quality looks against practice squad players. It's just what it is. Scout team. He's a scout team hero. Now, he comes in number 71 on the 2024 countdown. His highest rating or ranking this year was 62 by one ranker, and 76 was the lowest. So you've got a pretty wide variation, 62 to 76. Last year, came in 77, so he's bumped up a little bit. And the year before that, 63. So trying to find that middle ground. 63 2 years ago, last year 77, right in the middle, 71. Where's 58? 6'2", 250. There's two types of defensive ends the 49ers go after. You huge run stuffers, and then there's your pass rush guys. He fits into that pass rush guy. He's 30 years old, which is just incredible with what he's been able to put together as far as just hanging around, right? Alligator blood. Ran a 4.97, good speed, undersized guy, 1.68, 3-cone, great. 30-inch vertical, 21 bench press reps, all those things. Entering his 7th season. Undrafted free agent. He's just been incredible. He's from Mesa, Arizona. Went to Desert Ridge High School, the Jaguars, just east of Phoenix. And then eventually went to San Diego State, the Aztecs. He graduated there with a social science degree. Was a 2-star recruit. Now, a lot of that has to do with his build. You're limited by what God gave you sometimes. And the way that he's built, it lowers the ceiling. It's just the way that it goes. Now, you look at what he accomplished in high school and college, very impressive. Huge track and field guy. He was the MVP for his high school track in 2 different seasons. 2nd in state in shot put. 2-time All-State selection in high school. He was the team captain. In college, he was a captain. 1st-team All-District on both sides of the ball. He has 19 sacks, which ranks 4th in school history. Now, whenever he came out, Dane Brugler had him rated as the number 43 best defensive end in the 2017 draft. And this was the initial Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch draft. That's what it was. And whenever I say journeyman, listen to this career of him bouncing around. 2017, doesn't get drafted. He gets picked up by the Detroit Lions. Well, guess who was the Detroit Lions defensive line coach? Chris Kucerik. The relationships you build matter. And so Kucerik liked him enough in Detroit that once he landed in San Francisco, the first chance he got, he scooped him up. Now, he didn't have him right away. He was with Kucerik for a couple years in Detroit. Then he went to the Raiders with Mike Mayock, and John Gruden. Didn't stick around too long, got cut in September. Niners brought him over in 2019, and he's been here since. Now, he's been on and off the roster. He's had 40 career transactions. Elevated practice squad, released, signed to practice squad, released, signed to practice squad, elevated 40 times. Now, if you look at his career numbers, at least in the preseason, which he's got a lot of preseason play, 47 overall grade, not good. 44 run defense grade, not good. 57.1 pass rush grade, that's pretty solid. Now, it is preseason, so competition goes into there. But he's the Dante Johnson. He's the barnacle of the practice squad. Just hangs around. Now, he's been elevated for 9 games. 144 snaps over 7 years, and they're spread out pretty wide. He's got 6 tackles, 2 quarterback hits in those 9 games, 0 starts. Injuries never really a big deal for him, and he signed a vet minimum deal, $915,000, 0 guaranteed. Career earnings, $1.1 million. Not much. For somebody that's played, you know, going into his 9th season, he's 30 years old, barely passed, you know, $1 million. This is why being drafted changes so much. Whenever you're an undrafted free agent, you just hang around. I'm not saying that's bad money. It's way more than I make. However, when you compare the other players that have played in the NFL for as long as he has, I mean, it's just incredible the financial difference, right? So, what's in store this year for Alex Barrett? The 49ers' defensive end depth says more of the same. I think he's going to continue to be a practice squad guy. Will he make the initial 53? Almost 0% chance that that happens. If he gets cut, is somebody going to scoop him up? Almost 0% that happens. I mean, it just doesn't happen. Ross Dwelly got cut how many times and then finally found a home, so there's a possibility. So I say zero, but yeah, we'll see. Now, the 49ers usually keep six or five defensive ends, okay? They've got 4 locks. Nicholas John Bosa, right? Leonard Floyd, Yetur Gross-Matos, Robert Beal Jr. Those are my 4 locks, which means there's 1 or 2 guys that can make this roster from this list. Drake Jackson, you want to put him in the lock category? Cool. Austin Bryant, he's played a lot more. Alex Barrett, Sam Ekwonu, and that's it. Like, the depth at the defensive end position is stout, 1 through 4, 1 through 5 maybe, but there's not a lot of back end young depth that they are trying to bring into the defensive end room. Austin Bryant's long in the tooth. Alex Barrett's long in the tooth. Sam Aquino's been around for a while as well. There's no undrafted free agent defensive end. There's no draft pick defensive end. They didn't draft one or an undrafted free agent. So if there is a change that takes place, I think you'll see a vet that they bring in and sign. Would he take the place of Sam Aquino? Would he take the place of Alex Barrett? Who knows? But the one thing that we know for sure, Kucerik loves him. And I would also argue Chris Forster loves him, the offensive line coach, because he probably spends more time with Chris Forster as a scout team defensive end against the ones. This is the dude going against Trent Williams. This is the dude going against Colton McKivitz week in and week out, giving those looks of the opposing team, and that is his value to the team. So he comes in number 71. Why? Not because he's going to make the 53-man roster, no, but because practice squad is important. The 49ers utilize it almost more than any other team and elevate more players from the practice squad than almost any other team. Alex Barrett's been a part of that for 4 years, and I expect that to go into year 5. So, Alex, I expect to be breaking you down again next year on the 2025 49ers countdown. But right now, you're at number 71 and excited to see you out there at training camp, my friend. All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code, ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
A lot of smart people don't feel smart about their money. We have so many questions. Is a prenup a good way to start a marriage? Can I afford my dream home? And how do I leave a legacy for my children? Morgan Stanley has a podcast to help. On What Should I Do With My Money? You can listen in on real people asking the same questions you have and getting helpful answers from experienced financial advisors. Find and follow What Should I Do With My Money to get the answers you need to feel smart about your money.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At number 70 on the 49ers Rush countdown, maybe the NFL's biggest journeyman. And what I mean by that is over 100 plus transactions. I stopped counting. T.Y. McGill, the defensive tackle out of NC State, who, man, I went back and looked at the rosters that he was on. He was on the team with the Barnacle, Dante Johnson, in college at NC State, the Wolfpack, and he's just bounced all over the league, T.Y. McGill. He's 31 years old, entering into his ninth NFL season in his second year with the 49ers. Now, he comes in number 70 this year. Last year, 2023's countdown, he came in number 58. And so he's fallen down a little bit. He didn't get activated near as much. And the time that he did have, you remember he came in at the back end of 2022 whenever we had all those defensive tackle injuries and kind of spelled down the line. They kept him for 2023. And he just didn't get activated near as much. Only two game appearances last year, and a lot of that, the bringing in Hargrave, having Armstead, all those things. What's it going to look like for T.Y. this year? The defensive tackle depth chart room, completely different. All new faces. You only got like three guys back, and that's T.Y. McGill, Kalia Davis, and Javon Hargrave. So what to expect from that room? I don't know, but let's detail T.Y. McGill's career, and let's break down kind of where he fits exactly and why the 49ers continue to be a team that loves these veteran guys at the back end of their roster groups. He wears jersey number 96 for the 49ers. He's 6'2", 295. There's two separate defensive tackles that the Niners like to get. That kind of 6'3", 300-pound guy, and then your big, bulky Javon Kinlaw, DJ Jones, these bigger defensive, Evan Anderson fits into that undrafted free agent this year. These just run plug stoppers, Earl Mitchell guys. T.Y. McGill, he's that smaller pass rush upside, versatile slasher type defensive tackle. Ran a 4.940 at his pro day, had a 7.7 flat three cone. Incredible. I mean, that's Debo Samuel type time, change of direction. And, the smaller, hyper-athletic, that's kind of what he brings, 25 bench press reps. But he's entering into his ninth season. So you have to be very honest with, man, probably some of the athleticism and testing and speed and explosiveness has dissipated, but the veteran savvy technique has kind of taken over. And that's why he's been able to stay in this league for so long. Went back and watched some film, and it's just like his hands are good, his leverage good. Consistency over explosiveness is what kept jumping off the tape. Now, if we look at T.Y. McGill, came out of Georgia, Jessup, just southwest of Savannah at Wayne County High School, was a two-star recruit. But if you look at his time in high school, captain of the football team, captain of the basketball team, all region selection as a junior and a senior, all kinds of craziness. And then whenever he goes to NC State, part of some really good teams. I think one of the years I counted 8 NFL players came off that NC State team. Really hasn't kept up with where they used to be. The college didn't. Was a two-star recruit, didn't get invited to the combine, but at his pro day, really performed well. Still didn't get drafted. Was an undrafted free agent, and this is where the journeyman story begins. He was with the Colts for a year and a half. He was with the Browns for a year. He was with the Eagles off and on for three separate years. And whenever he was with the Eagles, he was also on the team with Hargrave and Hassan Ridgeway, right? See that? He's with the Chargers for 2 years, but not during Brandon Staley's tenure. He was with the Vikings and then with the Niners. This dude has just bounced around everywhere. Now, if we look at just what he accomplished last year, okay? He's only been a spot defender. He's never had more than 302 snaps ever in a single season, and that was in 2016 with the Colts. So you're talking a long time ago. That was 8 years ago. Now, you look at what he did last year for the 49ers, his scores, they're terrible. 33 overall grade, awful. 30 run defense grade, awful. But 57.4 pass rush. That's pretty close to NFL average. And if you're getting somebody on the back end of your roster that might be elevated for a couple games, pass rush is why he's still in the NFL. He never had the height and weight to be the anchor. That's not what he is. He goes and gets a duo team, he's going to get destroyed. And he's kind of a, break glass in case of emergency defensive tackle as is. But the reason why he's able to hang around and all these teams keep giving him more and more opportunities is pass rush. Probably his best trait is quarterback hits. You look at his entire career, stats, 45 tackles, 5.5 sacks, 10 tackles for loss. That's impressive. 24 quarterback hits. That's his staple. Affects the quarterback, hits the quarterback. And, if you look across NFL defensive tackle groups, if you have any type of pass rushing upside that is consistent, then you're going to be on an NFL team. And thus, T.Y. McGill comes in number 70 for us. Last season, guess what? 2 tackles, 1 quarterback hit, 1 forced fumble. If you're not going to get that many plays, you got to make it count. 2022, he had 216 snaps with us, which was one of the most he ever had. 2 quarterback hits, 9 hurries, but then had an ankle injury. Now, the 49ers signed him this year to a 1-year, $1.2 million deal, 0 guaranteed, which is rough for a veteran. Kind of tells you where he is. He's on the back end of this. Probably not going to make the 53. Probably going to have to be elevated. Best case scenario if he wants to play. Now, if you look at his career earnings, 100-plus transactions, $4.9 million career earnings. Not the most money, but hey, this dude's scrapping it out. He's playing 57 career games, never started a single game, and let's look at the depth chart. The 49ers usually keep 5 to 6 defensive tackles on their initial 53. Well, I got 4 locks. Javon Hargrave, Malik Collins, Jordan Elliott, Kevin Givens, one of the longest tenured 49ers left on this team. Then it's they've already cut Raymond Johnson III. So now you've got these 5 guys on the back end of this roster fighting for 1, maybe 2 spots in a practice squad spot. So Kalia Davis, T.Y. McGill, Evan Anderson, Alex Barrett, Shaquille Brown. Shaquille Brown, Evan Anderson are the young pups with a lot of upside. You got Alex Barrett, who's kind of a career T.Y. McGill, just a little bit lower. And then you got Kalia Davis, who I think the 49ers want to put on this roster, but he's got to show some. He didn't end well and got injured. His season was pretty bad last year. T.Y. McGill, definitely the most solid of that, you know, second tier guys, but can he make this roster? We'll see. I want to say credit to Josh, Oscar, Dave, Zach for helping with this entire series, and for us, we'll just keep counting them down. I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app.
Get USDA Choice Bone-In Tender Ribeye Steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming in at number 69, nice, we got linebacker, special teamer, new addition, Zeke Turner. Ezekiel Turner's his name, but depending on where you're looking, it's Zeke or it's Ezekiel. He goes by Zeke. And this dude has been a mainstay in the NFC West for 6 consecutive years on the Arizona Cardinals as their special teams ace. Yeah, he's a linebacker, and he can fill in very similar to George Odom. Special teams is what he does. Linebacker's just a little bit extra. That's the position he plays. He comes in number 69 for us. Now, his highest ranking out of all four of the 1 through 91 rankings we did was 66. His lowest was 81. Got to give credit to Josh, Oscar, Zach, and Dave, executive producers for this series. But when you look at Zeke, it's special teams, special teams, special teams. Undrafted free agent out of Washington, going into his 7th season, and all 6 have been with the Arizona Cardinals, and he's been great for them. He's been absolutely incredible. You know, if you look at just a PFF standpoint, snap standpoint, tackle standpoint, one of the better special teamers in the league. I'm very interested in why his contract was so low. You know, $0 guaranteed, got a $1.29 million deal with us, so above, you know, the minimum, but zero guaranteed. You know, he's made $7.8 million in his career, just kind of scrapping out on special teams. But let's dive in, let's learn his story a little bit. He's undersized, 6'2", 214. He was a defensive back at the University of Washington and had to fight his way, walked on, wanted to play big-time football, and, you know, that Washington Chris Peterson team was stacked. You just listened to his teammates, Dante Pettis, the cat himself, John Ross, Miles Gaskin, Caleb McCorry, Will Disley, Vita Vea, Buda Baker. He was on there with some teams and earned a scholarship. He fought his way up. 31-inch arms, shorter arms. He's undersized, 4'6", 5'40". Entering his 27-age season, 6.93 cone, change of direction is great, 30-inch vertical, 19 bench press reps. This is that hybrid safety nickel linebacker type. He would be a linebacker for the 49ers, but it's special teams. That's where he will make his post. And with the recent change to the kickoff rules, this spells success for Zeke Turner. A clear pathway for him to not only make this roster, but to be a key contributor. And you add to that the Drake Greenlaw injury. Drake Greenlaw is probably going to be on the PUP. almost guaranteed with that Achilles injury taking place in the Super Bowl. He's not going to be ready till October, November. I'm telling you, Zeke Turner has a great opportunity to make this roster. I'd say it's well over 50-50. He's from Maryland, went to Glen Burnie High School. You know, Pasadena, Maryland, that's kind of where he was. Went to college at L.A. Pierce Community College before transferring to the University of Washington. And was just a stud. Kind of his size, his height, weight, speed never allowed him to be the great, you know, prospect recruiting, zero-star recruit, all those things. But once he got to where he went, he was a stud. No doubt about it. As soon as he walked on campus at the University of Washington, contributed at a very quality team. As soon as he walked in to the NFL as an undrafted free agent, contributed, not for a great team, the Arizona Cardinals, but the special teams and kind of what he was able to accomplish. He was on the all-rookie team Pro Football Writers Association special teams, special teamer list in 2018. So as an undrafted free agent, to get any accolades whatsoever as a rookie is impressive. And he's been able to stick it out, and kind of hard to get rid of him in his 6 years. 1,700 plus special team snaps, and had over 70% of the special team snaps every single year he's been in the league. So it's not like he's had one or two good years. No. Six solid, great years. Now, the only time he's played defense was 2022, where he had 11% defensive snaps. That was it. And zero defensive snaps in 2023 on a bad defense. You know, new coach, all that stuff. That's the overall. So kind of, you know, saw the writing on the wall and left. He's a special teamer only. That's just what he's going to be. Now, you look at just kind of what he's been able to accomplish statistically, 83 career tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 1 forced fumble. He missed 2 games with a hamstring injury back in 2020, so it's somebody that you can rely on. Signed a $1.29 million deal, zero guaranteed. That's the surprise there, but $7.8 million career earnings. That's great. Played in 80 games, again, 1,700 plus snaps. Now, here's my favorite thing about Zeke, the consistency on special teams. He's had 4 out of 6 years above a 72 grade on Pro Football Focus for special teams. Okay, well, what does that mean? The 49ers only had 3 players accomplish that last year. This dude's done it 4 years out of 6. Charlie Warner, Samuel Womack, Jordan Mason. Well, Charlie Warner's gone. Samuel Womack, you healthy scratched all through the playoffs, cost you in the Super Bowl big time. Jordan Mason, he's been out there too. But, like, this adds to the George Odom, DFF, you know, that type of player that you could put out there on special teams and just say, look, man, this your job. Punt, punt return, kickoff, kickoff return. You're out on those 4 every single time, no matter what. Probably would put him out there against field goal block and all that stuff as well. Now, how do you find space for a Zeke Turner that's going to help your special teamers, which has been god-awful for 8 consecutive years since Kyle Shanahan showed up? Doesn't matter which coordinator it is. Special team sucks for the 49ers. Has. Maybe this changes. I don't know. I'm not too sold on our coordinator, but that's just me. The 49ers usually keep 5 to 6 linebackers. Last year they kept 6. In the past they've kept 5 at times. So who are those locks? Fred Warner, he's a lock. Devondre Campbell and the amount of guarantee they gave him, he's a lock. DFF, who I had a little bit lower than lock, then you look at his contract, 100% guaranteed. It's only a $2 million deal. 100% guaranteed deal. He's not getting cut. Not with what he's done on special teams, not with, you know, he's always the first guy off the bench at the linebacker spot. I disagree with that, but they trust him. Johnny Holland trusts him. So you've got Warner, you've got Campbell, you got DFF. Those are your 3 locks, which means there's 2 to 3 spots left. Dre Greenlaw will not count against the initial 53 because he's going to be on the PUP list. So this is why I'm so high on Zeke Turner. He comes at 69 on this list, but man, he's making the 53. I think that he is. Now, the second-tier player at the linebacker position, I think, is D. Winters by himself. I want to put him in that lock category, but, you know, Fred Warner came out and said he had the best OTA of any player. but I'm putting D winners just below the lock category. And then the third tier, Jalen Graham, Tatum Bethune, Zeke Turner, Curtis Robinson. Those four, they're all there. So do you keep somebody like a Tatum Bethune, seventh round pick, or a Jalen Graham, or a Curtis Robinson over Zeke Turner? I don't know the answer. I think Curtis Robinson, who's next up on this list, and Zeke Turner, those two guys are fighting cutthroat on this special teams only type guy. Curtis Robinson brings a little bit more to the linebacker position. Zeke Turner brings a lot more to the special teams position. It's going to be cutthroat. Now, the good news is, yeah, you drafted Tatum Bethune in the seventh round, and I have him ahead of Zeke Turner and Curtis Robinson, but not by a lot. And Jalen Graham, not by a lot either. The consistency just hasn't been there. Special teams wasn't great either. So if you're talking about guys that can make an immediate contribution to the 49ers in 2024, which is what this countdown's all about, man, I don't know. I think my ranking of Zeke Turner, I was the high one on him. I had him 66. I have all these guys bunched together, and it's going to be cutthroat. Curtis Robinson, Zeke Turner, Tatum Bethune, Jalen Graham. May the best man win. And, I mean, you're going to get some great competition there. Obviously, the upsides with Jalen Graham and Tatum Bethune, the, you know, second year and rookie player. But, man, you're losing a six-year. This dude would be probably the second-best special teamer on the 49ers day one. That's hard to pass up. It's hard to pass up. So we'll see. Zeke, we're glad to have you, and hopefully you become a mainstay on this. I would be delighted if we had better special teams play. Man, we need it. But for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.